U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell concludes his tour of the Middle East Tuesday with talks in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Prior to that, he visited Israel, the West Bank, Egypt, and Jordan with the main aim of promoting the new international roadmap for Middle East peace. Mr. Powell's efforts have been met with a great deal of skepticism among Arabs, but he vowed the United States is committed to implementing this latest peace plan. His comments came during a news conference on his next-to-last stop, the Jordanian capital, Amman. During meetings here in Amman, the message from the Jordanians was clear. The roadmap should be implemented immediately. That was repeated by Jordanian Foreign Minister Marwan Muasher at a joint news conference with Secretary Powell early Tuesday.
We believe the time has come for all parties to accept the roadmap. The Arab party has done that. The Palestinians have done that. At the same time, we also believe that Israel has to accept the roadmap.
Mr. Muasher said the roadmap addresses Israel's security concerns, and there is no reason why Israel cannot accept it. Mr. Powell's mission to the region has met with criticism and skepticism among Arabs because he has been unable to get Israel to overtly endorse the roadmap, while the Palestinians have said they want it implemented as quickly as possible. The roadmap sets out a specific timetable for both Israel and the Palestinians to take certain steps, including a halt to Palestinian militant attacks against Israel and an Israeli halt to settlement expansion and the dismantling of certain settlement outposts in the Palestinian territories. In the end, the plan is to lead to an independent Palestinian state by 2005 to exist side by side with Israel. The plan also envisions a broader peace in the region between Israel and other Arab states. In Amman, Secretary Powell said it's vital that both sides start the process.
To move forward, Palestinians will have to move quickly and decisively against those who cling to the path of violence and terror to achieve their ends. And at the same time, the State of Israel must do its part to immediately improve the daily lives of Palestinians, to restore hope, and to show respect for the dignity of the Palestinian people. This is the only way we will create an environment for peace.
Following Secretary Powell's talks with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in Jerusalem on Sunday, Israel announced some measures to ease restrictions on Palestinians and release some Palestinian prisoners. But many Palestinians described those measures as cosmetic and instead pointed to the fact that on Monday, Israel again imposed a full closure on the Gaza Strip for security reasons. Prime Minister Sharon has repeatedly said his country is ready for peace and to make painful concessions when the time comes. But he has also said he would like to see changes to the roadmap and that he intends to discuss his concerns with President Bush personally later this month. Secretary Powell said Washington is ready to hear concerns expressed by either side, but he said the United States believes the best way forward toward peace is through the roadmap.
Israel knows that the roadmap lays out the steps that have to be taken. They have some comments on the roadmap. And we will listen to their comments, but we do not plan to rewrite or renegotiate the roadmap.
Mr. Powell also said it's important that Prime Minister Sharon and his Palestinian counterpart, Mahmoud Abbas, negotiate their differences face-to-face. The two leaders are expected to meet later this week. Mr. Powell also strongly condemned Monday night's bomb attack on a residential compound for foreigners in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Once again, it reminds us that terrorism is a global phenomenon that we must all fight.
As he traveled through the region, Mr. Powell also discussed the situation in Iraq. He said the United States wants to see a stable and democratic Iraq governed by Iraqis that lives in peace with its neighbors. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Amman.